Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. What's going on? You know, it's funny that the Most High speaks. It's just so funny, man. And here all of a sudden, here comes T.D. Jakes and P. Diddy. It's hilarious and it's sad at the same time. It really is. I'll get a little bit more on that. King Judah 23 here on Instagram. At King Judah 23, KINGJUDH 23. Also, I'm on YouTube as well at Empire Network at EMPIRENETWORK. Also, I'm on Twitch as well at Empire Network 23, EMPIRENETWORK 23. Also, I'm on Judah Life on Facebook, JUDHLYFE. Of course, here on Spotify. Before we get started on season 9, I will definitely put all my social media handles. Everything is going to be right on the description of this podcast, so you can get a chance to support our other platforms as well. We're going to just go get to the meat and potatoes of the thing. Oh yeah, by the way. I wanted to talk about this because it really is a small issue, but I'm gonna let this be played out, okay? What I'm doing on my YouTube channel is this. I'm recording videos and I'm re-uploading them, okay? These are videos that are uplifting. These are videos that are motivational. These are videos that keep you focused. These are videos to keep you grounded. These are humble videos. These are videos that have some type of meaning to it. Not turning up, not shaking your ass, not doing none of this stuff. The reason why I'm saying this is because I uploaded a video. It was this missionary that went to this island. And the islanders did not want this expat around them, so they ended up killing him. He was trying to convert them to Christianity, of course. That's what they always, go right to Christianity, right? I always try to convert somebody to the Siege of Bossier. But anyway, I got a couple of comments on the video saying, well, you're stealing content. First of all, I give all full credit that their handles on the video. I don't edit the video whatsoever. However that they present it, however TikTok presented, however Facebook presented, however Instagram presented, I re-uploaded. Okay? I re-upload a video. All the time is going to be something motivational. Something that's going to have you thinking. Something that's going to have you going. Something's going to have you motivated. I am not putting up bullshit-ass entertainment videos so people can pull them down. I am uploading motivational videos only. It's not stolen content. Anybody that has a problem of what I'm doing, please come to me directly. I'm going to say this again because I will not say this no more, okay? Come to me directly. And if you want me to give you a full shout out, I will edit the title. I'll put your handle, all your handles on your social media platform and you will get full credit. I do not want any kind of monetary value. I don't want any kind of monetary value in exchange for videos that's going to motivate somebody. Okay? So I'm going to say it again. I cover all things. Race. I cover spirituality. I cover everything. On these uploaded videos on my YouTube page at Empire Network. So please, don't come for me talking about I'm stealing content. Don't come for me saying I'm doing it. Don't come for me saying that. I am telling you right now, I don't want no monetary value on this on that platform. No monetary value whatsoever on that platform. Got it? And for anybody else that continues to comment and say that I'm stealing, I'm going to block your ass. Because it's not stealing. It's something that's going to be motivational. Maybe my platform is going to reach the person that it's really meant for. Y'all niggas talking about stealing all damn time. Talking about stealing. Nobody's getting no money out of it. When you steal something, you get some type of monetary value from it. I'm not getting no monetary value from this. I am doing this. I'm spreading the word to the Most High's people. That's what I'm doing. So I promise you, if you come for me on Facebook, I'm going to block your ass. Period. I'm blocking you. Period. I'm going to block you, plain and everyday simple. I am not going to re-upload no NFL videos. I'm not going to re-upload no NBA videos, no sex videos, none of that bullcrap. I am only uploading videos that is going to be motivational, spiritual, and to get you thinking and going. I will not, I will say this one more time, I will not go back and forth with anybody on Facebook. Got it? Okay. So anyway, just had to get that out the way. So anyway, I want to play this video because you're going to laugh your ass off. I want to give this lady, hold on for one moment. Let me give, hold on for one minute before we get started with this video here. I apologize, hold on. Okay. So, this has come from World Star Hip Hop. I do not know the lady's handle, Twitter handle, or anything of that nature. But listen to what she says about T.D. Jakes and P. Diddy. And then I'll give you my my reaction after this.
Before I say anything, this is allegedly. Ain't nobody gonna catch me slipping, okay? Okay. So allegedly, Cassie has turned over evidence to the feds. Yes, to the feds. She has turned over videotapes, a USB drive, and Kim Porter's burner phone. Now, there is also an alleged email out saying a plethora of other things that include T.D. Jakes with Diddy. I'm gonna let y'all listen to it. I'm not gonna say nothing else.
This here, yo, bro, Cassie has turned over substantial amounts of evidence to the feds. I'm told that after Cassie had a long conversation with Blank, I have to protect this person. They're going through a lot right now. And her lawyers, she finally was convinced to give up the videotapes and audio recordings that contain footage of S parties and other private gatherings that feature some pretty powerful and prominent people. And get this, she even gave up a burner phone and USBs that belong to Kim Porter with incriminating evidence against Diddy. I'm told that there are a slew of artists, politicians, and entertainers that are about to be exposed and arrested for H10. I'm paraphrasing there, okay? H10. I'm told that Cassie's husband played a significant role in getting Cassie to turn over the evidence. It's to my understanding that Cassie felt that by exposing the truth, it would also make her look like a filthy whore. And I'm paraphrasing there because some of the videos she turned in, it shows her getting number one on. Number one, okay, guys? I'm paraphrasing again and committing more disgusting acts that she was forced to do. I'm also told that multiple male escorts corroborated the fact that T.D. Jakes have slept with multiple men at Diddy's parties and abroad. And they refer to him as being a power bottom. Wow. It's also been said that a young male has acquired a lawyer to represent him as he is set to sue Jakes for an incident that took place when he was just years old. It's been said that the young man was forced to perform sloppy toppy. And I'm paraphrasing here, guys. You can actually put two and two together to understand what I'm trying to say. It's been said that the man's family were members of the Potter's house, but left the church in 2015. According to multiple church insiders, the parents were paid off to keep quiet. The guy's a grown man now and is seeking his own justice. It's been said that the young man doesn't even deal with his parents even to this day because they took hush money. According to Pastor Blank, and I have to protect this pastor, Bishop Jakes is about to get railroaded and all of his dirt will be exposed. That's why the bishop has quietly lawyered up. He sees his fall from grace coming.
Just don't look good for nobody. And when I say nobody, I mean nobody. Hollywood is being turned upside down. Jeffrey Epstein's list is going to come out. If this is actually true, this list is going to come out. And we already know T.D. Jakes is caught up with the other shit, allegedly being the person that is messing with Christian Keys. Everybody's saying it's either allegedly T.D. Jakes or allegedly Tyler Perry. It's either one of them. But, oh my God, if this is true, buckle up, because next year, 2024, y'all better get y'all bingo cards out, because it's going to get real.
Now, I wanted to let that video play out. I keep telling you guys about these fake-ass Christians. I keep telling you about these pastors. I keep telling you that you don't depend on a man to save you. And I want to talk to these, to the old folks. And I'm sorry to say this. I really want to talk to the old folks. You know, when people say certain things or people believe in a certain way, what's the first thing you guys will say? Oh, well, we need to get that child over to Pastor so-and-so and so, get him right. You niggas are funny as hell, and you old niggas are the reason why black folks are still dead ass last in economics, infrastructure, and education, and finances. You are the reason, sole reason why. And I don't want to be disrespectful because the Most High said in his word to respect the elders as for wisdom, but the youth for strength. And I'm just, I'm sorry. We got a bunch of old fools out here, man. We don't have no wisdom. We don't have hardly any wisdom no more like we used to. Remember when you have Big Mama and Pop Pop? And they'll sit down and they really will talk to you and they really will give you some game and they really will talk to you and really give you some type of knowledge. We don't have that anymore. We just had just taking the pastor so-and-so and get them fixed. Like somebody's a dog or something. Like somebody's a damn animal or something. Get them fixed. But now, T.D. Jakes, your pastor, T.D. Jakes, is out here raping boys, sex trafficking children. Yes. And orgy parties with Diddy. Now, I want to ask anybody of the Christian faith. I want to ask anybody this. When are y'all going to have enough before you understand that Christianity is killing black and brown people worse than the damn Ku Klux Klan, hip-hop, and the Christian Bloods put together, the GDs and the BDs and all the other gangs put together? When are you going to start waking the hell up and realizing that? When are you going to start waking up and realizing that a white man, yes, we're going to talk today. When are you going to realize that a white man painted Jesus Christ? Leonardo da Vinci painted the portrait of Jesus Christ. The person that was the model for Jesus Christ was Cesar Borgia, a homosexual faggot. Yes, a faggot. A faggot. I'm going to say it again. A homosexual faggot. This is the reason why the Christian church bring in so many faggots and dykes and all this, and all kinds of abomination into the church house. And then you wonder why these pastors are all the way they are. Because they are bringing in, and they're bringing in sons and demons and bringing in spirits all for the almighty dollar. You know he take dick in his ass, but because he is so good with the music, you put him over in the music department. You know she eat pussy. You know she a fag. But because the fact of the matter is that, well, she brings so much money and she's so dedicated to church, you're gonna make her head of the usher board. You know he's sucking off the pastor. But everybody's so quiet about it. Everybody's so quiet. Everybody's so peachy about it. Oh, yeah. Well, the whole church know. But we don't say nothing. That's why I'm telling you right now, two-thirds of black folks, two-thirds of people, period, are going to be eliminated. You have to eliminate this. You have to get rid of this. This is nothing that the Most High can say, well, I forgive you again. He brought us out of slavery 6 times. This is our 7th time in slavery in Babylon, which is America. This is the longest time have we ever been in slavery. I want you to understand what I'm about to say here, because this is not about T.D. Jakes. This is about the whole entire Christian community. This is about what is right. What is spiritual? What is the truth? And the truth is that Christianity and the religion of Christianity is to bring you down and to keep you stupid. facts is to bring you down and to make you stupid. I just gave you a story about a sister pastor that I personally know did some old bullshit. And he knew it was bullshit. But he gonna go right up in that pulpit on Sunday. Yeah, pastor, you talk, pastor. You say it, pastor. You better get him, pastor. Bro, you better speak on. Woo! I'm catching the Holy Ghost. You gonna do all that bullshit and still you are not right with it. This is why the Most High has got to get rid of 2/3. Now do you see? T.D. Jakes lays his hands on people. And I want you to understand this, and I want you to keep it 100. I'm going to keep it 100 with you today. You better be very careful who lays their hands on you. Do you understand when a person lays their hands on you, they put their spirit on you? That's why I don't allow too many people touching me. I don't want too many people touching me. I don't know what you're doing behind the scenes. I don't know who dick you sucking. I don't know who pussy you eating. That's facts. Stop being so damn stupid. Stop being so damn dumb. Oh, well, pastor, he's such a good man, and he prayed for my daughter, and blah, they blah, and your daughter's a hoe. Your daughter's a hoe. Facts. I'm about to get off this thing. I'm not going to do a full episode today, but I had to play that video. The Most High is casting judgment. Coming soon. He's coming. He's casting judgment. He is casting judgment. I'm telling you that right now. He is casting judgment. And you're running around here, you bullshitting, you're playing games, you're switching, you're switching sides. I told you. 90-95% of your stuff you're gonna have to get rid of. And it's not because you don't love your people. It's not because you don't love your family. It's not because you don't love your friends and the people you were close to. This is judgment. 2024 is going to be a wild ride. Peace. One love.